The Friday Huddle team sat down at their mahogany table to come up with the next big idea in radio. Then someone said,
hey, what if we do a countdown?
This is the Friday Huddle's Top 5. For Spirit Internet and IT, all of your business IT and telco needs under one roof.
My word it is.
Coming over the sponsor, Howard.
Sorry. Spirit are doing a magnificent job, by the way. If you're not across Spirit, Internet and IT, they're Australia's leading internet and IT provider for businesses. Just mention the name Juddy and you get a discount. That's the go, isn't
it? I believe so. Yeah, okay. 20%.
Nath, massive build-up. We talk about the build-up between Geelong and Port Adelaide. The build-up for you to deliver your top five tonight is...
I've known this man since he was 17, Howie.
Yep.
I've known him for a long time, seen the highs, seen the lows. I can read his body language.
Yep.
In a nanosecond.
Yep.
He's on edge.
Okay. There's a heaviness.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
There's a heaviness that comes with success, isn't there, Duke? He had a big one last week.
Yeah. And I know when he's got something else on his mind, you don't get a lot of... He's hardly spoken at all so far in the Friday Huddle.
All right.
We sent something his way. Good luck, Nat. Hope it goes well.
Thank you, Duke. Thank you, Duke. And back on the success of last week, and that's where people started to tweet and they started to get on Instagram to say, we want to know the real figures. We want to know the real figures about people in the media, in the football media. So I put a bit of a cap on it, who you can be in this list and who can't be. You have to have started in football. So you'd have to have some sort of football show, football radio, be a football player.
Okay.
So obviously...
He's taken the very low path.
No, I like it.
He didn't want to take on the big boys.
I think that's what he's doing.
That's exactly what he's done.
So the big boys...
Who's not taken on there? Maguire had his own show, if that's who you're referring to.
He started the footy show many, many years ago, the footy show.
As soon as you start bracketing people out...
So people I've excluded are people on the front bar, like Mick Malloy, Sam Pang, who started out in comedy and have found their way into football.
Right,
it's the other way around.
Right.
Fair criteria. I like it.
Yeah, thanks, Damon.
Like
I don't need your reassurance.
No, you do. You need all the, help you're going to get here, Brownie. Take it while you get it, Brownie, because it's going to come your way.
So I've done the figures. And like I said, you need to have done breakfast radio to even get...
Now, you set it up. Let's just start.
Just get the numbers, Nathan.
Okay.
That's five.
Just outside. I've left out Craig Hutchison, who is football orientated. But when you're paying yourself and you set your own wages, I don't think you can make this list.
Hutchie's numbers are actually published.
Okay.
What time
883.
Just off the top of your head.
We're above that.
Just for conversations. This is a conversation starter.
So everyone is above 883.
Now, the man I worked with last night and called footy for Triple M Footy, and we called a great game, was Brian Taylor. But unfortunately, his golf show is not going ahead at the moment, so he's not going to be in this top five.
Oh, I see you're whipping out on me.
Okay, I've got it number five, and he is at this station, and his name is James Brayshaw. He's been here a long, long time.
Only at five.
Ooh. Only at five.
Brian's out of it. No. James is in it.
Yes. Because, I think there's a component here.
Bombshell already.
Where he does football, and then Channel 7 got cricket as well. So he does football, he does cricket,
he does
the rush hour here.
Yep.
And that is a package of 600, 300, 900. That's...
600, 300 and or 600, 300
equals?
Total.
Plus.
It's the wrong idea. Got to 1.5 pretty quickly.
So James is on what? 900,000.
What's the 600 for?
Where's the 6 from?
Triple M.
And 300 from 7.
Yep.
Howie's going through his own game. 6x6 at Foxtel. I've just wedged my way into footy over there.
Howie's wondering why he's not on this list.
No,
he didn't start in football.
No, not at all.
So then I've come to breakfast radio, Duke, and I've got you in number four. I've got you in at number four.
Hang on, ahead of Brayshaw.
This is a big,
I like
big
it.
Call, mate.
Breakdown,
the
mate.
The research I've
break
done
it down. Break
is
down.
Breakfast radio, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah.
700 for breakfast radio.
700?
Jeez, 300. All that money.
300 at Channel 7. And another $2,000 for
200
the wellness show.
Well, what about football? Yeah.
Another $2,000 for the wellness show.
So $2,000.
So it's $1,000,000 and $2,000.
They're overpaying. I've seen that show.
That was you seeing her at the end. No, I need you to manage me, Nate. So, on those numbers.
I think if you are a charity out there, get in touch with Duke and the Darcy Family Office, because there's money to burn there, Howard. That is a rich.
We've got a full book at the moment.
It's a first,
I want to know grand. With $1,000,000 and two coming in, how much the pubs are sending back out the other way.
We don't talk about the pubs.
It's a bit of a juggle.
So Amanda made his name in football and then found his way out of Carlton into Brisbane, but into a beautiful job in breakfast radio as Brendan Favola. And from what research I've done this week, breakfast radio is big, and they are the number one and it's an estimation,
Nath,
of around.
We don't mention the fact they're number one with Dave.
Okay, well,
a little bit rubbery those numbers. But anyway,
1.2.
1.2.
1.2.
For radio.
For radio.
That's 1.2. Radio only.
Radio only, Duke.
Wow.
That's good. Well done, Fev.
Number two.
Did put a bit back over the journey, Fev. So that's
number two. He was the king of the jungle once, and he is still the king of the jungle now. Jonathan Brown comes in at number two. Breakfast radio again. Do you see the theme, Howard?
I do.
Yeah, now we're on
breakfast
the theme.
Breakfast radio. 1.2 again.
From Nova.
Just for breakfast radio.
Just for breakfast
and
radio.
And what about his Foxtel deal?
400.
1.6.
1.6.
4 and 20? What have you put on the 4 and 20 sponsorship deal?
No sponsorship deals outside of this. This is just radio, TV, okay, and print if you're lucky enough to get it. None of these guys
Jono
have print.
Brown, 1.6.
What about Supercoach? There'd be a fair wedge in that.
No, didn't have any of the...
CUB?
Around
well,
the...
Well, give us an estimation of what Brown is getting
total
outside.
Earnings.
Yeah, total earnings.
No. This is just football radio. I don't want to... You know, have guesses at what at 5 billion.
you'd hate to have thrown a dart at a dartboard, Nate.
You don't want to be guessing. All right, so Brownie's number two.
Sorry to question the integrity of the process here, Nate.
That was number two, wasn't it?
That was number two. And number one, it can only be one man, and it is Eddie Maguire, who started in the footy show. He is his own juggernaut. He's unbelievable. Now, I think he gives a bit back, Ed. Now, these figures are big. These figures are big, but he also is a salesman who then brings in sponsors.
Ah,
so Triple F, I feel, are ahead on.
Don't soften it,
this
just on, tell us what he gets.
Hang on. 2 mil?
What
did you say?
Yes.
For breakfast.
That's what I'm estimating, Howard.
For breakfast.
But I think he brings in more revenue than that to the Austereo network.
Yeah, break it down the way you've broken
it. It's a bit of the Terry Wallace cover off, doesn't it?
Austereo in front.
So how much on radio?
Two.
Just for radio.
And Foxtel?
Oh! Okay.
What about Foxtel Noodles?
What's Duke doing over there?
You got 37 seconds here, Nathan. We're going to have to bring it back.
What about Foxtel for Eddie?
One.
Oh, that's at three.
Foxtel. That's more than Howard.
But again, brings in revenue. Hmm? So this is the smartest man in radio, television, broadcaster. He brings
what
in
about
the revenue.
Channel 9?
And he gets paid well. Channel about 9. Half a click as well.
Eddie wants to be a millionaire.
3.5. Yep.
3.5.
But brings in more than that in revenue, Howard. Wow. It's a revenue stream game.
Wow. We'll need to review that shortly.
I suspect well under on the number one man.
Pep sent a message in. We'll discuss that next.
Well under on the top man.
Triple M, Rock 20.
About half.